trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Shitting all over your hospitality.
Just kidding.
Hey, yo, Hub Shop.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
Hub Show, Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield, Charmin Grissette.
Oh, yeah. Tuta. Sorry, I forgot that part.
Two T's.
Maybe three next time.
Charming.
Cool.
You're going to have to get me some aspirin or something.
Yeah, he...
My head.
He took a bump last night. He took a hit at the... in the Hamburg Field House.
I learned that bump is a wrestling term for when you
knock
take
his
a
head
hit
on the floor.
But I don't even know if this was considered a bump because he choked me out.
Last night, Captain
Decapitate.
He choked
me out and then he hit me with his cane.
So Captain Decapitate.
You did mush his belt,
And Sabal.
You did mush his Iowa belt, so.
You mushed it.
Come on.
That was months, weeks ago, right?
That was months ago.
But he did slap you in the face.
He did.
Yeah.
And he told us not to be there, so we were there.
Knocked me clean off the chair.
Chris and I were there in Hamburg, PA last night at the Hamburg Field House, the historic Hamburg Field House, for those who know. And, for the Outbreak Wrestling Show. And we told Captain D we'd be there, and we were there, and so was Ian Sabal.
Yeah, right beside us, unfortunately.
It's crazy, man. So, hey, here's what happened last night. Take a listen.
Is it hot now?
Nope. Oh, there I am.
There you are.
I hear me now.
Chris is back.
What's going on over here?
Hey, man,
what's happening?
What is this?
Hey, man.
I'm the IWA champion. International Oceanic Wrestling Federation. Do not say Iowa.
And we're back. All right.
Yeah.
In the house with us. Nah, she's making the face. I can't even say your name.
You can't say what you can
say. Can we say your other name, your alias? Is that better? You want the whole world to know?
Yeah, why not?
You've been on the show before.
Yeah.
We got Fighty Aphrodite in the house with us.
Woo!
From the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens.
Yes.
Roller Derby team for those who are new to the podcast.
Yep. And Ron Jeremy's best of 2014.
Ron Jeremy? I love Ron Jeremy.
You love Ron Jeremy?
No, seriously.
He loves you too, trust me.
No, ever since I saw
him. Oh my
God,
I love Ron Jeremy.
I was
Ron Jeremy.
Ever since I saw him on, it was like some kind of like reality show, and he was on with, I think it was Tammy Faye or something.
I'm sure.
Nice.
He was really nice.
I've actually run into him twice.
That's nice.
Really?
In real life, I've seen him twice.
I met him.
They became friends.
I rode an elevator with him in Vegas.
Friends.
Yeah. I didn't want to say nothing, though.
No, she died. Yeah.
I met him in an elevator once.
I'm sorry.
About five floors.
I met him at a strip club in
That's
Houston.
That's the extortionist.
No one was stripping in the elevator.
Yeah.
It's all
Tammy
good.
Faye, the extortionist.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I was just making sure that I was on the right track.
Are we all good, Charming?
I think so.
Cleared up?
I mean, she's gone. She died.
That's true. But Ron Jeremy.
We all going to die
sometime.
It was
Jeremy
a long time ago.
Us,
so. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he was just really funny, and he was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheers, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Here's to Ron Jeremy. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to everybody out there who celebrates.
And let them eggs,
the
let them eggs drop.
Yes. Right.
Ron Jeremy in the house.
Let the huevos. Yeah. Right. So, Fighty Aphrodite, Valerie.
Yes.
Yeah, she's here with us. A lot of things
she
going on.
She has amazing hair.
She has a lot of things going on.
Thank you. I call this color Cotton Candy Sunset.
Is that what you call it?
That's appropriate.
That wasn't what was written on the box? You call that yourself?
No. I had it done down at Alter Ego in Frederick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I have no idea.
I did a shout out right there.
You did. Alter Ego. Frederick. I hope
they heard it.
Shout out. Because they listen. Anyway.
They might.
Yeah. Alter Ego, if you want to sponsor on the show, contact.
Who is it in Greencastle that plays the Hub Show? over the loudspeakers in their
urgent care.
We get played in the urgent
they
care.
This podcast.
Really?
That's
awesome.
Is it urgent care? What's the name of it?
I don't know. Just Green.
Whoever
Castle,
you are
urgent
in Green
care.
Castle, urgent care. Shout
we
out
appreciate
to you.
That.
Whoever chose us over.
I don't know if the patients
Light
would
FM
appreciate
or some
it,
dumb
but
shit.
I mean, they might. They might appreciate the humor. Yeah.
They chose us over Bob Rocks. I mean, hey, that's you know,
true. Yeah.
They put the antenna down and put the podcast on, and
that's right.
Cheers.
Nobody wants to listen to Bob Rocks anyway.
Can you guys imagine if like you were in Green Castle and something happened and you had to go to urgent care and you just you woke up
this?
Like out of you know your unconscious state to like your own voices and you're just like what?
Whoa!
Am I
back in Chris's house? Where am I?
Yeah, I woke up once during surgery to Alanis Morissette. Isn't it ironic?
Nice.
Yes. Yes. They had me under doing a hernia surgery, and then
I would hope
I woke up in the middle of it. And I like opened my eyes and like I was like I could feel tugging and pulling and like my whole bottom half was numb. So I couldn't really feel anything, but I could feel a lot of pressure, right? And people were like running around. I opened my eyes and the anesthesiologist like looked over the bed at me and looked down and he goes, "Oh, you're awake." I was like, "Yeah, can you put me back out?" And he's like, "No, we'll be done in a few minutes." He's like, "You stopped breathing, so we had to bring you out."
That damn Alanis.
I was like, "Woo,
isn't that ironic?"
And the surgeon had Alanis Morissette playing over the loudspeaker.
Ripping.
We should do our own version of that. Like, you know, it's in the car and it's like all different.
You're supposed to bring it to the chorus part. I was waiting for you to just jump into it.
I'm sorry.
I already said, isn't that ironic?
I was listening to his story.
You got one hand in your pocket.
It sounded a lot like,
and you're over here
like,
not listening to what we're talking about.
He wasn't listening. I was listening.
He said Alanis. I started thinking about the song.
Yeah.
What's on fire? Did you try to make a wood stove again?
Yeah.
What is this?
Richie's in the house.
Richie's in the, all right. Yeah, Mr. Tech.
I bet you it's the next door neighbor.
Mr. Jones.
I think somebody's barbecuing or trying to start a...
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Richie, did you set something on fire over there?
Uh oh. Not the pool table, right?
Okay. Is this
my heart? He set my heart on fire.
Somebody out there's burning something. You know, this is a podcast that gets done in the suburbs. What are you gonna do?
Yep.
I know.
Whatever. Emerald Studios.
Yep. It's on fire.
It's on fire.
Someone's smoking something right here.
We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
Burn, baby.
Burn, baby, burn.
I mean, maybe it's the
Valley's
fireball.
It,
you know, we're talking.
Maybe it's the fireball.
Maybe.
We don't need no water.
I wouldn't say anything at all if it weren't for the fireball. So
we don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. Let's get into what you're here for.
I know what she's here for. Number one. I'm going to lead this one. Number one. Mason Dixon, Roller Vixens, you're getting back into the swing of things. You took an LOA, a leave of absence.
Yes.
Because there's some personal stuff going on in your life. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But you're back in the groove. You've been training.
I just started
saying your prayers, eating vitamins. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Get me back on the track.
When's the last time you guys just practiced this past week? Right.
What you got? You got dumbbells. You got.
I have to do off track before I can ever
time
get on
track. So what are you doing for training? So what do you do?
Yeah. You got the battle ropes.
Huh? I now run with my dogs. I have two huskies, and I run with them. Right. And a lot of yoga.
That's
yoga.
A new kind of yoga.
I am 46 years old. If I don't do yoga, I don't move.
God, you look so young.
She does.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
It's
the roller derby and the yoga.
It must be.
It's like.
You've been doing roller derby how long now? I know we've asked you before, but just to catch up.
This is my fourth season.
Because the only time we've actually talked to you is when we're at the roller derby.
I started when I was 41.
Speeds the conversation, you know.
I started when I was 41.
So 5 years,
give or take.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, rock
it's
on.
Awesome.
It's awesome. You know,
it's
still
a long time. You feel it after a while.
We still haven't grasped the rules yet, but we have a good time at those events.
Oh, God, I don't want to answer the wrong way, so don't ask me any super technical stuff.
I'm not going to ask you about the rules. I'm just saying we're still learning panty pass and all that stuff.
What makes you want to get in there for the first time?
The first time?
Yeah, what provoked you at 41 to put the skates on and go
My kids
swinging?
Were kind of grown. My youngest is 14, and I've raised boys.
Okay.
And
it was time to do something.
You just found it intriguing?
I needed to. Well, I always loved skating. And then, you know, you see if you down in Baltimore, they have
Charm City.
Yeah, Charm City. They're awesome. And I used to go. And it was always standing room only.
This map quest.
I really wanted to do it, but I never had
the time.
That's
what they're called.
I believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. We saw them, right?
Charm City. Yeah.
They were at the season's beatings.
They're amazing.
We interviewed Tiger.
Oh my
Jameer
God, Tiger! Oh my God, she's amazing.
Yeah, Jameer had a good time with her. Anyway,
but
on the mic, that is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. This is business. Hey, rock on, Jameer.
And I always wanted to try it, and I was kind of in a rut, I guess.
Funk, yeah.
And I needed to shake things up, so I saw a flyer, sure did, huh? And I just went for it.
Hey, nice. Some people Jeez. Wrestle. You went to roller derby.
Right.
Rock
roller
on.
Derby.
Some people, you know,
and they're, yeah.
Kickboxing. You went to roller derby.
Now, let me ask you. So
it needs to be worked on type of thing?
Do you have to, like, okay. Were you really good at your stops and stuff? Like, were you, like, a skilled...
Coaching would laugh if they thought right, I said, if I ever said, like, yeah, I'm great at stops. Like, it's just an ongoing process. Seriously, yeah. Like, plows, like, learning how to plow and stop really, really fast and being able to hold it when somebody hits you and hold that line, it's a fucking art. Oh, sorry, yeah. I cursed, didn't I?
That does Dude, that
he's already
matter.
Cursed three
that you're
times.
Sitting beside
Have
Chris
I cursed
Canfield?
Three times already?
I think the F-bomb dropped about the fire and the house burning.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, we're just running backwards, Val. No worries.
I'm so glad that I'm going to be glad when we get this intern.
Yeah, I know.
Have to straighten
You're getting
out.
An intern?
This intern's going to be working the TV show we're doing starting next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I heard she's got some tricks
Apparently
up her sleeve to try and keep
I can't, like,
in line.
I
bet she
I
does.
I can't contain myself, and I'm just... Yeah.
I don't know how many crumpled up pieces of paper she has to chuck at you, man, but it's coming.
Right.
She was handed an assignment.
At least they're not... I hope they're not darts.
She's not happy. She's not happy.
Not happy. Why? Not. Perfect.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Great.
Flying Nerf darts coming onto the set while you're talking. Mm. Right in the head. Talk about taking bumps.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry about that. We're all over the place, man. We got
I'm sorry.
A lot of shit going on. The Hub
That's
Show.
Okay.
This is the busiest month of the Hub Show. And all this time we've been together doing this thing because we
always busy.
We did the rappelling event, which you're going to do next year, right? You're going to rappel? Did you going to rappel? Yes.
Rappel?
I rappelled down the building.
Oh, I love climbing.
11 stories. I just did it 2 weeks ago.
I came down.
Boys and Girls Club, the charity,
now,
he went down.
Do you climb up and then?
No, you can start up.
They just
start
on the roof of the Alexander House.
Okay.
And rappel down.
That sounds like
for charity. So next year you're going to do it, right?
I would do it, totally.
The Hub Show's on the board for this thing.
Awesome.
For the Boys and Girls Club.
For science.
I'll sign you up. All right.
Okay. You do it.
You're not scared of heights?
No.
11 stories? He did it?
I'm scared of that abrupt stop at the bottom.
No. He's all right.
But I'm okay.
He broke his stop with one of the awnings down below.
That was always my...
supposed to.
You what?
Yeah. You know, the Alexander House, when you go down Washington Street here in Hagerstown, there's like an old broken down jewelry store at the bottom of it that's not being used, but there's burgundy awning sticking off of it.
Okay.
He wasn't supposed to touch the awnings, but he couldn't help himself. He had to get down somehow, so there he is.
Climbed down off the awning.
That's his Facebook picture right now.
Was it
him breaking the rules?
Was it like graceful climbing down, or was it like one of those...
It was like... It was like Batman.
He was grateful.
It was like Batman. Come from 1960s.
It was
like Adam West, like coming down.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah,
everyone did a good job out there.
Okay.
Yeah, I get to stay at the bottom and DJ it because I ain't going up there anyway.
Really?
That's not my thing.
Really?
I'll stay down there and handle business down there.
Yeah,
you know, so it's all good.
I'm not afraid of the heights that'll kill me.
I was not able to.
She pulled out. She played the work card.
Next year, if I got to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah,
Charmin, would you do it though?
Yeah.
You'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. I got two people signed up. EJ will love me.
Girl. All right. Anything for the Boys and Girls Club.
I'll stay on the ground
for
next
kids.
Year.
No, you
Absolutely.
Won't.
Wu-Tang's
no. You going to go down? You got to represent the Hubs.
I like you. Girls.
Although next year, we got to get the pirate to go down.
Need a hubcap.
Yes.
Other, that's a whole nother. Yeah, it's a
yeah,
whole
I
nother.
Thought we discussed dressing up like superheroes.
Yes.
I think that everybody should be doing like their superhero pose.
We should put
like
a
everybody
their own
has
head.
One too. Like everybody does that one look in the mirror. Where
well,
they,
we did this
where
for
like,
the camera. Me and Chris, we were badass, and I was a DJ, so I played the old 60s cartoon Spider-Man theme a couple
for those
times
of you,
during that day.
For those of you who didn't see what Jay just did,
I did the Spider-Man.
He grabbed
Man
a hold
thing.
Of his penis.
I did. I did the
waved
Spider-Man.
The
waved
old it around. Spider-Man.
The
move.
Old Spider-Man move. That's what chicks used to love. That you know. Hey. Been
shooting
a web,
them
she
webs.
Said. That's right. Sticks to walls, the whole thing.
No.
Start swinging around. Anyway, good times.
It's the fastest way through town.
Jesus. Heard that about you.
He's a swinger.
He's a swinger.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, you're training to get back in the groove.
Yes.
We're going to be at the Mason-Dixon and Roller Vixens All-Stars game next Sunday, the 28th.
Yes.
You will not be participating.
No, I won't.
You'll be
what?
Selling beer again. I know.
Are you going to be there?
She'll
I'm
be there.
Gonna
oh,
be
she's
okay.
always there.
I would never miss.
She's hardcore.
Miss.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
if I can be there, I will be there. Even if
but
I'm
it's been great because she sends
girls, man.
Yeah, she sends the girls over. We've gotten to know a couple of them on the show a couple of times, like Killadelphia. She's always willing
oh my
to
God,
chime
Killy.
In. Yeah, and who is Twist's
she
sister?
Was my, like,
she's
she
our
was
favorite.
One of my first coaches. Actually,
Twist's sister's the one to watch. That girl's awesome.
Twisty.
Twisty.
Yeah. That's Twisty.
I gotcha.
But yeah, man, so, yeah. You know, this little
she's
little
tiny.
Chick, she's tiny.
She's tiny. She's maybe 100 pounds soaking wet.
She's like, speaking of
herself.
She's fast. Yeah.
I think she did say she's like 80
we saw her.
Pounds.
We saw her jumping over people
she's
on her skate.
Is
fast.
She the, like Mario the, out there. The point person? What is that?
Yes.
They're called a jammer.
That's right.
Jammer. Yeah. Yeah. She's one of our jammers. We have okay. We have a couple. You want to do it.
I've been wanting to join a roller derby
you
for
need
years.
To do it. You need to do it. I'm serious. It's like...
The Hub Show is going to get a roller derby.
He's been a derbist.
I'm
that's
gonna,
right, a derbist.
A
yeah,
world
and there's
going to
be
derbist.
Like a recording of like when derby like takes over your brain
yeah.
and your life. Seriously,
next
it,
time
it just catches hold.
I bet you in 2 months
fine.
You're going to be coming it, in with your helmet and your skates.
And then
skates.
The girls you form friendships like these are my family now. Like,
yeah,
see,
they've been there.
She already
the
has
through,
her,
everything with
she
my
has
my,
the
fam,
name.
My parents, everything that goes on.
She
with
already
my
has
life.
A name. It's built in.
It's awesome.
You got
on the driver's license.
30 sisters, move your ass.
30 sisters.
Seriously,
it's like a.
Oh yeah,
look at
Fred.
You. Are you down with this or what?
What?
You down?
Yeah.
If you ever need help
yeah.
moving,
you need to do it. You need to.
You got 29
well,
people
I just
to call.
Thought, fresh see, meat I'm originally like I'm used to rollerblading, so yeah. I've been trying to get back. I mean, I rollerblade.
You must have really strong ankles. I have a hard time rollerblading. It hurts my ankles.
Used to roller skate as a kid, but you know, I was never like any kind of.
You should
you
join
know,
me
major.
At the skate park. I've been going in the mornings
okay.
now in Waynesboro. Waynesboro has a skate
oh,
park.
I didn't know Waynesboro
shout
had
out.
One. I knew the one in Frederick.
Waynesboro has
Frederick's
a skate,
got a bowl
skate park.
And everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Pine Hill is up on Mentor Gap Road.
Time out. Is this yeah. where you're going to train?
This is
where
I go in the morning.
This is where you go to train?
Yeah, I do.
Like, what's a training regimen for you like right now? What
do you run drills?
40 laps in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Around?
Around
the skate
track
thing?
40,
okay.
40 laps.
All right.
And
do you
and
count them in
I,
your
there's
head?
There's a trail there, too. At Pine Hill, there's a trail, so you could run that.
Do you
that.
Time yourself? Is it like that?
Not really. It needs to be like that,
still,
but it's not like that.
You're still but you're still conditioning a bit,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You're making a comeback here.
I'm trying to really get back to where I was, because... Now, I used to jam, and now and it's
so you can get out of
I'm
shape
kind of
so
in my head
fast.
About it.
It's crazy,
especially at 45.
Well, and it
it's
takes,
crazy.
Yeah.
Trust me,
I'm not gonna lie. It is hard.
It gets harder as you get into your 40s.
Oh,
people
shit.
Ain't kidding.
Getting
they warn
the
me. They warn me about
practice,
it too. Yeah, they warn me about it. But sure
like,
enough, man,
it's like yeah. you're afraid to move at first.
Yeah,
right.
It's like okay, what hurts?
Yeah,
right. What hurts first?
I know.
You're gonna
it's
test
my,
it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh wait,
toe.
Oh shit, oh
my
shit,
my toe's hurting.
My back.
I guess.
I'm just gonna stand here.
Yeah, seriously.
But
my toe kept me in bed.
But it made me roller derby. It, I mean, it's kind of worth it. Not, I'm. You get over the injuries if you mm-hmm. give your body a chance to heal.
Yeah,
you just have to do it.
She's
right.
recruiting her, man.
You get over the injuries.
That's a real job for the.
Yeah, it is.
For
yeah,
the,
it is.
For the roller victim.
I'm going to get in your brain.
See, we got her to rappel. She got her to go roller derby.
Mulling this over for years.
Yeah.
See, and that's the way I was with it. But then one day I was like, you know what? Life is too fucking short.
That's
it's
right.
true.
You know, if you want to do something, if you don't do it, there's regret. I take care of my parents.
You listening, Chris?
Seriously,
yeah.
I take
next
care of my parents. He's 85. My mother's 84. And you know what the saddest thing is? They have regret.
Yeah.
And things that they can't do.
So
and
that,
they never will get to
so
do.
So let's segue into that.
And that just
let's segue into
me.
That. You taking a leave of absence in life
uh-huh.
because on the personal tip, you chose as an adult in your 40s to take in your parents, your
yep.
folks.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Most people don't. Most people put them in the home, which is kind of
effed up. I can't
up.
Do that. I can't do that.
So what happened? What
happened?
I mean, you don't have to explain the whole thing, but in a nutshell, actually, how old are your parents?
My father is 85.
Wow.
And my mother's 84. And my father,
they were like 40 when they had you.
Yeah, my mom was 37 when she had
okay.
me.
Okay.
Hey, welcome and to the club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad was like, he was 50, I think.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. And
yeah.
my mom was.
It's different. They have old time,
mom,
like.
Yeah, my mom was well, like.
Morals.
Like
Chris,
my mom was
like
38,
Chris.
Something like that.
Like,
almost 40.
Yeah. Like, Chris, were you an accident?
Oh, I had
no,
to.
No, no.
Okay.
I was
he
very
was
much
definitely a
50-year-old
man's
my
mistake.
Mom
yes.
and my dad very much planned Lisa
but,
and I both.
But it is you know, it is crazy growing yeah. up like around like people who are from a really like a
two
way,
generations
two
before
generations
you,
away,
yeah.
right?
Right, right.
So you're like catching on to like all these things that happened like way long ago, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening
yeah.
to music from like the 60s growing up.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, it's in the
90s. This morning I was listening to Sam Cooke, you know.
Hey,
like,
yeah. good stuff.
with my dad.
That's
and
good
and
stuff.
This thing. And you know what the sweetest thing is? Is that my mom and my dad were like dancing to Sam Cooke today
oh, awesome.
Together. Mm. And it was really sweet. And I wouldn't have gotten to see
so
that.
Let me ask you, though. You took them into your home.
Yes.
From where? Where were they? In their
they
own
were
home?
They were living in their own apartment.
But things in their apartment.
Uh-huh.
But what's going on in health? deteriorating?
Yes. Okay. I mean, my father has gotten a little more... Mm-hmm. Dementia sets in, and my father has gotten a little more erratic and a little angry. He had a couple strokes about 5 years ago.
He doesn't get lost, does he?
I've never lost him, like, but I have had him get a little confused as to where he is, and like just while I'm with him, you know,
right.
And even out whenever we're at the grocery store. And he said to me once, it's not like you forget, you know, where you put, you know, your keys. You kind of forget.
Like, it's worse than that. Yeah.
Are
yeah.
these like?
Oh yeah, I didn't know it.
Chris is already like that.
Yeah, I moved to Florida.
My keys.
I moved to Florida when I turned 21, and my dad was in bad health my whole life. I grew up in hospitals, in and out, visiting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was always having heart attacks and stuff like that. And then I moved to Florida, and he had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And when I was down there, nobody told me the effects of the stroke.
Yeah.
So I would still call him, like, every Sunday or whatever, and, you know. And then I'd come up on 4th of July and Christmas and everything seemed all right. After he passed away, they come out and tell me, yeah, he never remembered who you were.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
It's like, really?
That's so sad.
Like, he didn't even remember who I was, like,
Chris
the last, like, 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
I was just some stranger to him, but whatever.
Well, and I just go with it, because honestly, it doesn't really, Dad doesn't know. Whenever he's saying things that might hurt me, like, oh, you know, he doesn't know what he's saying, and I just go with it, honestly.
Right.
Like, it doesn't hurt anybody to let him think that he's still working at the country club or whatever. You know, like, it doesn't hurt anybody.
There's
like,
nothing you can do about it.
More often than
not,
they're, like, more associated with the past.
Yeah.
And, like, music really helps.
Yeah, oh, music helps tremendously.
Music is so powerful when it comes to
Do you have people, anyone helping you? Do they have a nurse? Do they have anyone assigned to them that comes to the house type of thing?
No.
It's just
I did have a nurse come in for a while just to show me how to take care of him and change. He has a tube that goes through his liver to his gallbladder to drain, because they can't remove the gallbladder because his heart is in such bad condition.
He
so I have to make sure that I drain out that.
That's you? That's your job.
That's my job.
You're Nurse Valerie.
Yes, I am Nurse Valerie.
Like, it's what, 18 hours a day?
And I don't like bodily fluid things, like
you posted
needles
about that.
All, like, it's not my thing, so I had to learn it.
Ew.
And
shout out to the nurses out there, huh?
Oh God.
More
you have
power
no idea, like,
them.
What they put up with. And
I
my
imagine,
dad was actually violent when he was in the hospital.
Really?
He would get he pulled out his IVs like 3 different times.
Jeez.
And like threatened to stick them with, like, with the syringe that he took from them,
like a voodoo
so
doll.
Yeah, he was violent, and they had to restrain him. When I came in to get him, he was pouting. He was literally pouting like a 2-year-old.
Damn.
Yeah, like, he's sitting in a chair, and I was like, Dad, what happened? And he was like, they tied me down. I was like, you know what, I understand why, because sometimes
you're out of hand.
That's why I took him in. I didn't want him getting violent with my mom.
So,
you know, she's 84.
But you got them both in the house.
Yes.
How have things been? How long has it been now?
God.
About 2 months, right?
No.
How long has it been?
It's been
a couple months.
No, I moved them in April 1st.
Last year.
This year.
That's right.
Oh,
it's that recent.
Yeah.
I'm in the thick of it.
April Fool's Day?
3 weeks.
April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah. Isn't
that ironic? Hell of a day to choose.
That's what his dad said. Her dad's like, you should bullshit.
Full circle. Right. At the Hub Show.
I would have definitely put it off 12 hours.
Just to say, I follow you on Facebook, but not that deep, obviously. I ain't got the time right.
I would have gone for the 2nd or the 30th. I wouldn't have done it on the 1st.
Yeah.
I mean, just out of superstition.
He probably thought you were bullshitting him. Yeah, it's not funny. You know?
Well, I told him about it, and the mistake that I made was telling him about it ahead of time, because let me tell you something about old people.
Please do tell. Go tell.
They have their routines, and they like their routines, and everything needs to be done a certain way at a certain time. And if you tell them something new that's going to happen, they're going to put it on their calendar. And every day they're going to get up and read from their to-do list.
Yeah.
And they're going to see what they have to do before it gets to that date. And every day they're going to say something to you about it. And so my mother, I told them March 1st that I thought... Actually, I told them on my birthday that I thought it was best... My New Year's resolution.
You're really bad at picking times.
I know. April Fool's. Now we got New Year's here.
I got belated, by the way.
I know.
Thank you. New Year's Eve, I decided that
this year
was going to be about truth. And I was going to tell the truth to myself and to my family about who I am and what I am, and try to live as authentically and as I possibly could.
Good for you.
Because just being myself and not lying anymore about what I needed in my life. And
I
needed to commit to having a business or not. Like,
right.
You're either going
to
fucking do it
we'll
or get
that
the
later.
Fuck out.
Yeah.
Or, and you know, you can't keep wasting 2 hours of your life in the morning trying to wrangle your parents in their house.
Yeah.
And then trying to get to work on time. It's never going to happen. So it's time to move them into your house. And it's time to make some different decisions when it comes to money. And just a lot of truth telling.
Now, your dad has a condition. Your mom, how about her? What's...
My mom, she's all, grr, I'm Joyce. But she's...
But hey.
She just... Okay, to give you a picture of who my mother is.
Uh-oh.
Yes. She's of English descent.
Hello.
Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely.
Hello.
But she was born and raised on a farm in Roanoke, Virginia. Okay.
Right.
And so she's farm folk. And she's tough as nails. And gotcha. She is very... And she expects everybody else to be as well.
Mm-hmm.
And...
A tobacco farm?
No. It was a dairy farm. So,
okay.
Yeah. You know, cows. Milk. Moo. Yeah.
She said North Carolina. North Carolina's tobacco. Wow.
So, my mother, a couple days ago, I guess it was the day after we moved in, she kept on jumping over the dog gate.
Right.
Like, I had two huskies, and she kept on jumping over. I was like, Mom, you need to stop it. You're going to fall, and you can't. And
she
you're 84.
But why didn't she just open the
Wait a second. Wait for
gate.
It.
Wait for it, Chris.
She's like, it's good for me to lift my legs up and get moving and go. You know, my mother still, every other day, she walks out to the YMCA, and she does her laps in the pool, and then she comes home and does her exercises every
consistent
day.
Consistent.
Like, good for her.
She is, and she's done this good for
regiment.
Like 30 years.
And she's
it's
84.
Not going to change, and she's 84.
That's nice.
She well, still works
really
she
good.
Garden.
Listen,
she has
people,
a full
it can
garden.
Be done.
Yes,
it
she has
can
a
be
full
done.
Garden, and she still has, we still can together, and we have, you know.
It's good for the mental,
it.
Right?
She's very,
it's
oh
good
yes,
for
very
the mental,
much.
You know what I'm
she's
saying?
She's very sharp.
Yeah.
And a little mean. But just
But she always has been, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yes,
that's just her
absolutely.
Nature, right?
She's feisty.
Yeah, she's very feisty.
She's sassy.
Feisty
but she
Aphrodite.
Wouldn't listen to me about stepping over the damn gate. And I was like, Mom, you're going to fall. So she fell.
Blop.
And she hurt her wrists and her hands and her face. She, yeah, pretty bad. It looked like I beat her.
Aww.
And, but she, I begged her to go to the hospital. She wouldn't. And then we found out, you know, I finally convinced her at like 2 a.m. to go.
Right.
And she just doesn't stop. It's what she does, you know, and you got to stop her. She's going to keep working until, I think some people
whatever.
Are driven like that.
Yeah, you just got to do it. Yeah.
I am not. Like, when I hurt, I'm like, I'm going to be over here with some
oh,
wine
really?
And my book
oh,
and
I'm
my
muscle.
Cat. And
I'm muscle through. Yeah. I muscle through all
do
of
you?
It.
Do you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd do that. I'd like if I get the flu.
Can't stop,
if I get the flu or something, I don't stop. I just, I'll go down a burrito
do you give everybody
and throw
else
it up and go to work.
No. You give everybody else the flu then.
I work by myself.
I get oh, okay. That's
I work by myself.
Okay, that's different. but like, if I get the flu, I have to.
But
take
I just keep on like muscling through life. Like I don't stop for anything.
I think I just don't realize I have the flu until I get like a
Are you the denial sickness person? Like I'm not sick.
Oh,
I'm
I just keep working and
just walking
you know,
walls and stuff.
I just wear myself out and just then I crash and then I'm just like okay, I can't do this
tap out.
Yeah, that's basically what happens.
Eventually,
until somebody makes me go. Rest. They're
eventually
like,
your body will collapse
here.
And when you wake up you'll feel better.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I do it. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm just tired. I work all the time.
Right?
It's fine.
Some synergy in this room here.
That's right.
There really is, but I just had this really weird thought. Like, what made you guys decide to do this? Like you're just we're sitting here talking and stuff. Like, what made you decide?
You feel good? Is it cool?
Yeah, it's
therapeutic.
It's cool.
Isn't
it's cool.
It
is kind
Thank
of.
Thank you. I told you, Val.
You did tell me. I'm
you
gonna
were
be
scared
like,
before
I'm gonna
you
be like
turned
crying,
the mic on
like
five
your
minutes
Barbara,
ago.
Barbara Walters. I'm like, I don't know.
She's
my gosh, Jay. Oh
Chris,
my God.
Chris, she's done 3 shots of what before the mics came on?
But she did one shot of American Honey and 1 shot of Fireball. Don't play it up
and
now.
A whole bottle of Miller Lite.
And a whole bottle of Miller Lite.
She's rocking it.
Ooh,
I can do that.
She's loosened up a bit. She's
letting
it out.
It takes me a little bit.
See?
That's
all. It's all good.
I might slur a bit. Sorry.
We trust us.
You're like all profession stuff. And so
I am
very
not,
intimidated. I'm very intimidated.
You're the profession.
She's like,
I don't
not.
Think so. I'm just airing out the old armpits over here.
But yeah, but
back.
What made us do this?
To answer your question, I've been listening to, I've been listening to podcasts forever. I've been listening to talk radio forever.
Yep.
I've actually preferred talk radio over regular
Me
FM.
Too.
Well, and when I was working, I would like listen.
He travels
to
a lot. I travel.
You
drive a lot for his job.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean?
So you're in your car.
Do you like driving? Do you like driving?
And I work at. I'm a woodworker, so I'm always standing in front of a table saw or something making loud noise, and I always just have my earbuds.
Earbuds are your friends
to kill everything, and I've done that my whole life. It's been my whole life. I've spent 12 hours a day with earbuds in.
Wow.
So I'm always like looking for something new, and talk radio is something new every day. And
right.
you're actually getting insight, and you're learning from
right.
it, and you're
right.
you're like you're growing as a person
mind,
as you
man.
Listen to it. You know,
I
you're
like
you're
that.
Listening
like
to
that.
You're yeah. listening to other people's lifestyles and how yeah. they live and everything.
So
it's expanding.
It's your derby.
So long story yeah. short,
I get it.
He found his
yeah,
derby.
And I always wanted to do. I always wanted to do a podcast ever since they were invented. But I'm inept on a computer. I'm mm-hmm. technologically
yeah, but that's why
inept.
You find your techies.
And then I ran into Jay.
Yeah.
And
I started to make friends. I don't know anybody around here. I was in the chamber with my business, but wasn't making
what
much traction
business?
There. Well, I still am with my business. I do trade show displays, these backdrops and all
oh,
this
yeah,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, nice.
So,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, I'm in the chamber here in Washington County, and I met some people here and there, but let me try something. And me and EJ from the Boys and Girls Club, shout out, I sat with him one day, and I actually... at the pen and paper. I still had the notebook. I drew the circle and the logo. I said, hey, let's do a podcast. And he was down for doing it. Then somehow he got busy, and I just started doing it by myself. And some people from the chamber sent some people my way to interview. And then maybe 2 months later, we had another person on here with us, Shay Lewis. She's in and out, off and on, but power to you, Shay. Chris and I both listened to the Adam Carolla podcast.
Okay.
One of the podcasts we listened to. And on the Adam Carolla Facebook page, someone did a big, like sometime in December of 2017, someone did a big shout out where you're from. And I wrote Hagerstown, Maryland. And that's how he and I met.
Yeah.
And then
isn't
I said,
funny?
And he's
small
like, you're doing a
world.
Podcast. I was like, yeah, I don't know what it was about, what we're doing, but I just started this thing. He came on as a guest, and we had him on ever since. And Chris has never let me down. He's been with me every week since December something of 2017.
That's awesome. That's
and
awesome.
We keeping it going. And then
synchronicity.
Charming here has
right.
been with us for all of 3 weeks.
And now I like I like people making people smile.
Before
I feel like it's
before
been a
he did not.
Y'all
yes.
can't say, but I'm smiling.
It's been a little
smiling.
Longer than 3 weeks.
You were on here with Jairus.
Yeah.
You came in the first time with Josh.
Jairus
of all. You know Jairus?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Boy. Well, you don't listen to the podcast, do
tell you
yeah.
what, man. You missed it.
Man,
I'm not going to rehash
like,
it, but you're
butt.
Not going to...
Like, seriously.
That's true. You got your own magic. You got your own science to work
magical.
With.
It's magical.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, right.
I'll pass. I'll take the farting sweater over that any
yeah.
day. Yeah,
right.
So anyway, yeah, he almost set Chris's house on fire with his farting reindeer sweater.
Yeah.
The guy's a scientist. He's a YouTube star up in Chambersburg.
Okay.
Jairus of all. He's been on the show a couple times. He was with us at the
okay,
Comic Con.
Okay, now I do feel bad, a little
yeah,
bad.
Good times, man.
He's been with you a couple times, and I haven't seen him in a while.
No, it's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
This is all new to
I'm
a lot
a
of
fan.
People.
I share,
this is a new. This is the Hub Show is new to a lot of people, even around here. I still get it. We get all the.
You need to
Hub
give me
Show.
Stuff for my store, seriously. Like,
well,
people,
that's the next
people in Waynesboro are really
well,
shut off
that.
From things, so they need
yeah.
you guys. They need you guys.
Well, I'll tell you what
kind of store you're talking about.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the store.
Okay.
And then we're going to put her store up against Charming's store here and see.
Oh no.
Yeah,
I love
oh, yeah.
her.
Yeah. No.
I just work in
battle. You think you do?
I love pawn chops.
Know,
they're like fucking.
Ding,
you don't
ding,
know.
Ding, ding,
you don't
ding.
Know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Get ready to rumble. We'll be right back. Hub Show.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Hub Show, we are back. Jay Heiss. Charming's over here drinking the lake. That's a big bottle of water. Ooh. I saw that. She's a drinking problem.
The problem was I didn't have room for both of them on my coaster.
I like to keep track of
I gotcha. It's a lot of pee waiting to happen. Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah, let it out, right?
Yeah, man.
Better out than in.
That's
Trek.
Right.
Anyway. Hey, in the house
Layers.
With us still. Fighty
let
Aphrodite.
Me, don't let me say anything stupid. Seriously.
Shallow Val,
what?
As we
I'm
call her.
Begging
we
you,
say stupid
Charming.
Shit all the time.
Okay.
This is the home of stupid shit. You ever heard the Hub Show, sweetheart?
Yeah, no.
Apparently
seriously,
not.
Seriously, no. 30 Derby girls pissed at you. Really. Seriously, don't.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
true.
we have a chance to piss them off once a month. I mean,
oh, no.
We There you go. Here's your agua.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love your rain.
Nectar of the
so
gods.
So let's get down to down to business after you drink the pond. That is, you're good.
I'm drinking a lake. She's drinking a pond.
You just bumped your tooth through the glass. That hurts, doesn't it? That's the worst.
Does.
Teeth are the worst pain.
Okay.
I just noticed that water bottle you brought in here.
I know, right?
That is like six water bottles in one.
I know.
You did tell me you didn't. You didn't definitely did buy that at a gas station because it won't even fit in the fucking fridge.
But Chris, the only thing she's taking so far is a smoke break.
1.5 liters.
It even has a seal.
You could eat. You could. You know how big a 2 liter bottle is? Right. That is 3/4 of a 2 liter bottle.
That's right.
That's ridiculous. Oh, well. That's an absurd amount of water.
It's a good amount of water.
Good. That's good.
Yeah?
Your body's a swamp.
How many of those do you drink a day?
Sometimes two.
Sometimes
two. Like one and a half.
Really? How many times do you go to the bathroom a day?
A lot. Seriously.
Yeah, you pee like 10 times a day, right?
It's good.
That smoke break you just took was really a pee break?
That's right.
Out in the bushes there?
That's right.
She urinates.
I gotta
herself.
Like flush out all the toxins that I'm putting
sweetheart.
In my body.
That's it, sister. All right. Huh. All right, Valerie. We're here to talk business.
Yes. What's this?
Besides,
what is this
besides
store?
The Roller Derby, you own an antique shop,
woo!
And we got Miss Pawn Shop over here.
Okay.
Okay. So antiques
I don't know
versus
what he's
pawns.
Here,
I don't know. I know.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
The duel
thing
of
is
the.
That
I want to find out.
He wants a duel.
I've brought
really? And really,
I have brought a few
I
items.
I love you guys.
I have brought a few items,
yeah.
And I want
to
know.
Chris wants to go.
I want to sell them to the highest bidder.
The Hub Show Roadshow.
I
want to
know whether the pawn shop's going to give me more money or the antique stores are going to give me
depends,
more money for
depends.
These.
Now back up, Chris,
people
before we ask
stuff
for that.
Sometimes they're like, here.
Time out.
Blah.
Let me back up. Obviously, the pawn shop has their methods of finding out what stuff is worth and what they're going to pay for it.
That's right.
You own your own shop, Val.
I do.
You own, what's the name of the store?
The Naughty Bobbin.
Naughty Bobbin.
That's awesome.
All right.
Where is it at?
It's
shout out.
10 East Main Street in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Okay. Mm-hmm. You just opened it when?
November 1st.
So less than a year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Like you said earlier, you took the plunge.
I did.
You own your own business.
I did.
Rock
so
on.
What is a bobbin?
Bobbin?
Yeah.
Sewing.
Naughty
it's a
bobbin.
Sewing. It's a sewing thing. I actually started out as a sewing blog.
Okay. Sewing blog?
Oh, that's so
you blogged about sewing?
I always sew with my mom.
So.
Oh, there
that's
you
your
go.
Bond right
she's
there.
She's kind of a bitch, and it's hilarious
sewing
because
band.
She's always yelling at me.
Right. Do you hand sew, but you use a machine?
I use a machine, mm-hmm. and I hand sew.
Yeah.
We quilt together.
Mm-hmm. You got any injuries on your fingers?
No.
You didn't stamp yourself at any point in time?
No. That was from my childhood. Like
okay.
Now, you know,
you,
I'm
you don't have any
good.
Thread.
I did that
going
once with a sewing machine. I got the needle through.
Yeah, right. You always do it once.
I stopped
it.
Yeah, it always happens.
And then you learn. You're like, respect the needle.
Could you make us a Hub
it
Show
broke,
quilt?
It broke though before it
a
went
what?
The whole way through my finger.
Could you make us the Hub Show quilt or something?
Quilt. We could
sew
do that.
Something.
Yeah,
but it has to be like
we need an AIDS quilt, but it's like it's spelled the other way.
Yeah,
it's spelled like ADE.
Yeah,
AIDS.
All right, we're here to help. Hub Show's in the house.
Terrible.
HOWSE.
Yeah, we need a hub quilt.
I'm just kidding.
John.
So this thing started out as a sewing hobby.
Started
it
as a sewing.
You're a sewing
well,
person.
Because I like vintage clothes, so I would find.
And
vintage.
It's called the Naughty Bobbin.
Naughty Bobbin.
So you started doing like.
I started
like,
writing about how
like
my mother.
Pornographic.
And I No, not at all.
Yeah, what makes it
sewing,
naughty?
Sewing images?
Well,
sewing fetish.
I mean, that's
I
a good name
obsessed.
On a sign. That's a good name on a sign.
Okay.
That gets your attention, that's for sure. Good marketing.
Okay. You have to let me answer.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I actually became obsessed with the way corsets were made.
And obsessed with
why
it.
They were made.
Like sleepless nights?
Yeah.
Like
on Pirates
and
of the
how
Caribbean.
They were made and what they were made out of and
yeah.
what
whale
time
bone.
Period they came from. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And ow.
Mm-hmm.
And like... Yeah.
These two need their own podcast.
You know?
What the hell?
She's my new best friend.
It's
and
awesome.
So
turn our mics off.
But my mom is super conservative and doesn't want to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I found this vintage pattern from the 1970s that she had made for my sister. It was
sweet.
A wraparound sundress that was super cute and had pockets. You know what it's like to not find a dress with pockets, right?
Right.
I hate
no,
that.
No, me.
Sorry. Fuck you guys. You guys always have pockets. They put pockets in everything. You guys even get breast pockets in coats.
Right. You know
they
right.
do. And they do. They
have there's pockets. Nothing worse, though, when they try to, like, placate you with the fucking pockets.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
give you, like,
those
little
the,
tiny, like,
the breast
and
pocket
and one-inch deep,
ask
tiny pockets.
Ask your date one time. Be like, honey, can you hold my lipstick? And he'll be like, no, there's no room for your lipstick. And you have, like,
wow.
10
what
pockets.
What kind of dates are you going on?
No, I'm serious.
Huh?
Like, what? Like, if you hold my phone for me, hold my phone would, for like a minute.
It. I put it in my breast pocket in my jacket.
Fuck you. That's not even fair. I should have pockets. You're obsessed with breasts. No, I'm obsessed with pockets. I'm obsessed with pockets.
The pockets on the inside of the jacket are very important. Okay.
Michael Jackson had that one jacket.
This was a 1970s dress that did have pockets.
70s rule, didn't it?
And every time I came home, and my mother doesn't even live in my house. It was her house that I grew up in, and she lived in her apartment, and every day she would come over and look at the work that I had done on the sundress, and then she would critique it in a very nasty note.
Like what?
Telling me, nasty grin. This is not acceptable. So I have taught you better.
Yes. This is way too short.
Constructive criticism for you.
And she would take the entire thing apart.
It needs a poodle on the front. Why is
and
there
this
no
happened,
poodle?
This happened 3 times.
Wow.
But if you ask her about it, this never happened.
Right.
Yes.
We don't talk about this.
Let me ask a question here. A woman with a sundress, what do you keep in those pockets in the sundress? Because you can't keep your keys there. They would be just flapping and
flowing.
Whatever
you want. Phone. Your phone.
You would keep your phone in there? Your phone's too heavy.
Not in the 70s, you wouldn't.
Like when you're in the 70s, you wouldn't. I guess like in the 70s.
I'm imagining if I were wearing
a dress. In the 70s, maybe you had a doobie.
I don't know.
I don't think
you had a doobie for later.
Maybe a little blow. I don't know.
A box of matches. And did they have lighters?
I don't think Mary Ellen Walton had a cell phone and a sundress.
I'm just imagining.
Mary Ellen Walton, that was the Depression era.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure that she probably had her hanky in her pocket.
A hanky.
With an initial on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hand embroidered.
Walton.
Yes.
And
but I'm imagining all the things.
Time
that
out.
It is now 8:01.
I'm imagining
in my house right now.
Big Ben has struck. What's up?
No. It's just they're old, so they.
It's bedtime. They're tapping out.
They're probably like. Where is she? Why is she?
Like, we should run naked through the kitchen.
I told him I didn't really know what time I was going to be home because I didn't know how.
I'm surprised you were able to make it out tonight. I mean,
I
given
really,
how your
really
time
wanted
is,
to be here because I feel
he's
like
in
I
there
let you
dicking
down the
her down.
Time.
Don't worry about it.
And I feel like I let you down the last time you wanted to come over.
I understand what you're going through. I mean, by all means, what are you going
to
do?
I'm really trying to come back with the Vixens and everything, and I just want to make sure that you're getting, you know.
Yeah.
Getting the quality
to quality conversation. If I were a woman and I was wearing a sundress and I was carrying the things that I have in my pocket.
Okay, I just have this things really
that, the things
weird
that, the things
in
my, pocket are very heavy.
Look, I just like want the option. Okay?
They would swing and
like,
hit me in the thighs.
I might find something. I might find
me.
Like a nice like rock that I want to put
right?
in my
right?
pocket.
You would stroll tiptoe through the tulips.
Certainly
you would tiptoe
would.
Through the tulips with a rock in your sundress.
I would absolutely
I love what I'm
do that.
Right
I would totally do that.
That sounds horrible. It sounds like a horrible situation.
No
tiptoeing through the tulips with a rock in your sundress.
I've done
this
it.
This has to happen now. I'm what? Sorry.
You want to see Chris tiptoe through
see
the
Chris.
Tulips?
I
want
to see Chris.
She wants to see me tiptoe through the tulips.
Where are we
going to
find a bunch of tulips?
Where are you going to find a sundress
I
big
did
enough?
Finish. No, I finished the sundress.
You know rocks come in all sizes, right?
All right. Stop now. Let's go back to the story.
Let's circle back here.
Let's go back to the story.
Antiques, the knife bobbin.
So
antique store, what is it?
She's going to say it never happened, right? Okay, so did you get to finish this sundress to her standards?
No. I finished it, but not to her standards.
Never.
It would never.
Have
be.
You ever?
No. Oh, no. God, no.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Now, was she sport. Like a professional on. Seamstress?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
All right.
So you have a store, though.
I do.
It's an antique shop, and what else?
It's special the Bobbin, Antiques, Tarot, and Magical Tools.
Magical tools.
Why tarot? Have I not
well, you
been
do tarot
in your
there
shop?
As well?
Because I just opened in November.
That's what you meant.
That is
what
why.
So what is this, like antique like dildos and stuff? What is it?
If I could find them, I would totally buy them all together. So cool.
Antique dildos?
Yeah.
So these toys that I brought,
devices.
These are totally the wrong toys.
Wait, so you have a niche.
What toys did you
time
make?
Out. You have, it's a niche store. You only deal with certain things in your antique store?
I try to.
It's not Sanford and Son when you walk in there, right? It's
not
a junk shop.
Not at all. It's not a junk shop.
Vintage clothing.
I do have vintage clothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cater to the pagan, Wiccan, weirdo.
I knew you were a witch.
Oh,
I knew you were a witch.
Yeah, I am.
She's
a witch.
Fucking witch.
She's already said that.
I already, yeah.
I know, but I didn't really
take
it seriously.
I have been out of the broom closet for a very long time, so it doesn't bother
me. I think
me.
A lot of people misunderstand what that means.
Yes.
Please do tell.
Yes.
I just think that, you know, it's a lot about what I was talking to you guys about with the apothecary, and it's just really just about like a deeper understanding of nature and self.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's really essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, spirituality. And that doesn't mean religion. It just means, you know, like, you know, who you are. And, like, we're all the same. And, you know, and understanding that. And
yeah.
So, technically, the Rolovics have a witch on their team.
They probably got a couple.
They probably
have
any many
spells?
Witches.
We knew a promo picture with you holding the broom. That'd be
do you know
shit.
Any spells?
You know, I always
on
tell
roller
people,
skates?
You know, I say,
intention
you know,
is a powerful thing.
Of you're misfit toys, you know?
Yeah. Like, so that's what the, really what your story is.
The Naughty Bobbin is like a
we
got to
visit
for,
it. That's just it. Bottom
for
line.
For people that...
we need some B-roll
it's sanctuary,
footage.
You know?
That's good.
It's sanctuary.
We have, sort of, okay,
wait,
so
is
what,
it a meeting,
what are
is
your
a meeting
hours?
Place?
I'm open 11 to 7.
Monday through Friday?
And how big
no,
is the
No, actually,
place?
I'm closed on Tuesdays and Sundays, but...
I'm
let
off
it out.
On Tuesday. I was like, oh, I'll come visit you on Tuesday.
Oh, maybe. Tuesdays, I'm what? Usually at auctions.
Time out. Nice. When can Charmin visit you exclusively?
Oh
get the hub show, the hub rub here. Hello.
Yeah.
So she can get pictures and talk to you in your store, and maybe we can
I
put some stuff
go
up
there.
On this.
We need to.
Besides,
that's do it. Let's do it.
Excuse us.
Yeah.
You work
you
for
need
the
to
hub
do it
show?
During like the
hello?
Harry Potter festival.
You would have even met her if it wasn't for us.
Did you know there's a wizarding festival in Waynesboro?
I'm sure there is.
I yeah. did not know that
the
there was
Harry
one
Potter
Waynesboro,
festival,
but
it's in August, and you guys need to visit then.
Nice.
Visit like, then?
I have some friends
them.
That would love that.
Are then. You going to go
then.
To it?
If you were going to be a Harry Potter character, which one would you be?
I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but hey.
Oh, God.
Hermione.
No. Hermione. It, she
I
had
love
the end,
her.
She had the purse Ew. That went for one forever.
Then back up.
There was a professor of divination.
Let me ask you a question.
Tierney.
Charming, okay. you're 10 years younger than me. Are you a Harry Potter fan? You were about
I
all that
do
when it came out?
Enjoy,
you know what's funny?
I've never read the books. I do enjoy the storyline and everything. I'm not like as hardcore as some people are. I think it's really cool.
How about you, Val?
But I'm a
you
fan of
funny?
Anybody who can make up a whole world.
Well,
and
sure.
You
know, I think the one thing
Tolkien,
that I really,
the ride was cool. I
really, really
on.
Love about Harry Potter is that it kind of puts magic out there in the world where people have to kind of address where they stand with it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
and
right.
And even people that don't believe in, mm-hmm. you know, what I believe, they still know what house they belong to. If you ask them, if you ask anybody, they know what house
A
they
lot
belong
of people
to.
Yeah.
What house
that.
Are you? What house are you, Jay?
I never
what
chose
house am
one.
I? What do you
yeah,
mean?
Slytherin,
yeah.
Are
Slytherin,
you
Gryffindor,
when they
Hufflepuff,
first get
Ravenclaw.
I have
no idea.
When they first go
to...
Oh,
you know,
I watch
you know.
Wrestling, not Harry Potter. Potter.
When the students first go to the...
I'm a little more macho man, you know, so... I
they
don't know.
Have...
Wrong
they
wizard.
Have to wear the hat that picks the house that they go to.
The sorting hat.
It's the
I didn't watch
hat.
It. I couldn't get into it. You guys,
oh,
why am I
you didn't read the
guys.
Books? Like, what the fuck?
I didn't read the books
so I'm
either.
Sorry.
I mean,
I read them to every single one of my boys, and I have two stepsons. So
I have a 13-year-old who doesn't care one bit about Harry
I
Potter. We tried.
Boys.
My 20-year-old son grew up that time frame. He doesn't care about Harry Potter, and he's all into all kinds of wild shit, geek mm-hmm. shit, but he does not care about
anyway,
Harry Potter.
Anyway, that's the time. If you want to see Waynesboro,
light
like,
up.
Light up a little bit. Christmas
yeah.
time, Harry Potter
I need,
Festival.
I need this.
Okay,
I
we'll be there.
The fireworks. Where are you guys, like, around July?
Here. Where are you? I mean...
Here? I'm everywhere.
We're locals. We are just like you. That's why you're here. We didn't fly you in from, you know...
July.
You feel like you flew in. That's a whole different story. So...
Yeah.
June. I'm in Denver.
So you have a store. People come in and sell stuff. You buy it. What goes on in your store? Besides tarot reading, right?
Sometimes.
Is that what you're doing
if somebody
now?
Needs a reading. I actually encourage people to read for themselves.
Do you have a couch
that's the best
in your
way.
Store?
I do not have a couch.
You need a couch.
I have a giant chair in my office.
It's
fantastic.
Scary.
It's awesome.
But if that's you want this to be a hangout spot, people need a place to hang out.
I do have a little desk that used to be a singer from 1920.
What?
And like
that's
the top
beautiful.
Of it is this gorgeous like oak. And I sit there and I read tarot cards if people need it.
All right, but
for
back
the most part, I don't do that.
But listen,
I try to
your store.
Them to do that
what's your most prized item in that store that you're trying to sell? You don't want to sell that gets the attention.
Okay,
go on.
There's a bench in my window right now,
uh-huh.
and it's from about 1890.
Yeah.
It's handcrafted, dovetailed. Everything is put together.
I know all about
Mr. Amazing. Woodworker over here.
And
all about wood.
I have to get rid of it, so...
You have to get rid of it?
Yes.
You have to sell it?
I have to sell it.
Because
it
why?
For?
It doesn't fit in my house.
It was
the only reason.
It
was your personal bench.
It was mine.
Otherwise, you would keep it.
I would keep it. Hmm. But I just moved two parents in, and they have their
it's
own.
It's the parents of the bench, right?
It's the parents of
you
the
really
bench.
Had to flip a coin, didn't you?
At one point, I was like, oh, God, I can't believe I'm getting rid of this.
What if you just made it like a permanent fixture in your
shop? You must have really big parents.
Yeah.
Well, right now,
you cherish
what
it, right?
I do
it has some sentimental value to you.
If,
so, I
if
mean.
Something has sentimental value to me, I put a price on it that I know no one wants to pay.
There you go.
And if they want to pay it, that means they really, really need it more than I do.
So that's what Amy does with like different. Who's Amy? Amy, she's the owner of the apothecary I was telling you about.
Okay.
But she, like the largest specimens of stones that she has that she really loves, like she does that with. And then some people actually buy them. She's like, all right, I guess it's time to go.
So you guys are on a tangent here.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are going down
really
the yellow brick,
this is like,
down
this is
the yellow brick road.
This
Chris will just sit over
this
here.
This is turning into like guys can't
this
relate.
This is our show.
Women
now.
Can't relate.
Yeah.
Witches,
over.
Bitches, what
right.
you gonna
no,
do?
Turning. What do you say about?
I mean, I like.
No. What's up, Dongle?
I mean, I like Harry Potter, but
not like that.
Okay, I don't, so yeah, I have tarot.
He can make you a bench,
and I know all about woodworking. I know what dovetail is.
Well, if I don't want to get rid of it, I put a price on it that I know no one will pay, and if they say they'll pay for it, then yeah, like you can have it.
Well,
you deserve it because
you'll
take care of it.
You opened
there a story behind
you opened
it.
In November. You've been open now for 6 months.
Yeah.
Business is good?
Business is picking up.
Picking up.
I have to admit, wait.
It's scary,
back
wasn't
in
it?
January, I was like in my office in the fetal position on the floor, like literally, like, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah, that's
this
a bad time
awful.
For
oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Bad time for retail,
but you have your own.
It's terrible.
You have your own brick and mortar store.
Yes,
and there's responsibilities financially, everything that comes
I
with
do.
It, it's, and that's what I.
But I do panic every once in a while.
I'm a business owner. Chris is a business owner. We know that the
you
thing breathing down your neck.
I,
you know?
I love my customers so much.
Of course,
they
you
come
do.
In, and yeah. I want them to feel like whenever you come into my store, you never have to say the words like, "This might sound weird, but
right."
Like you shouldn't have to say that. You should just
be
able to say like,
"Some people are
yeah, because if they knew you,
Mandrake,
Valerie,
you know, like."
If
you
they knew you, they would have been saying that.
Right.
I've gotten to know you more in the last half hour sitting here with you than just from watching you skate around in a circle.
Really?
Now, I didn't know.
Skating around in a circle is pretty awesome, right?
It is awesome. But now
he just made it sound
so
trivial.
This is the point of the podcast, you know what I mean, is to get to know you. And, you know, come on, talk about what you do besides the skating, and you get some stuff going on in your personal life. And look at this. A whole world's opened up here. You know what I mean? It's cool.
Woo!
You made me cry, man.
Well, that
but
was
that
off
was off the mic.
See, you okay, told the world that. We didn't say
and
nothing.
Was,
you okay, brought
was,
that up.
Now you have to, like
I'll put that
and
back.
And you
like,
know what? That you needed to do that.
And it was just the fireball and strawberry lemonade.
Well, I do this thing.
Charmin's
just
like
fireball, strawberry lemonade. That's all.
I actually have this thing whenever I know that I'm like building up to a cry when like my parents are doing something or things are falling apart. I do this thing where I'm like, you cannot fucking cry now. Like, find your lady balls.
Hold it together.
I'm like,
your wavels.
Find your lady balls. Right. And I'm like,
lady balls.
And I breathe in, and then I
so
fucking
that's,
smile.
That's your mantra.
Oh, yeah. Find your lady balls.
Absolutely.
I'm not naming the episode that.
Find your lady balls.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
No. I think it's
because,
great.
Like,
shallow
women, man. Shallow vowel. No, women.
Wink.
We do some things. Like, I don't know. I don't think.
Yeah, y'all are tricky. No doubt.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are a piece of work.
I don't think people understand, like, all the times that we have to refrain from, like...
I can imagine.
Punching you in the fucking face.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
I mean,
like, seriously. I can imagine. No, I can imagine.
Like, at my job, at least once every 2 weeks, somebody calls me a bitch because I don't do what they want me to do.
Yeah.
You know, I could get into the science of all this, but nobody wants to hear it.
That's a whole other podcast.
Wait, no,
they would just completely shut it off.
It's a whole other podcast.
If I got into neuroscience and started talking about chemicals...
Fool, you got about 15 minutes,
buddy. We've already had that discussion.
That's,
nobody
that's an hour-long conversation.
What happens in 15 minutes?
We gotta end
this
show at some
point.
It's
just a chemical reaction.
We can do Shallow Vowel Part 2 some other time.
No,
you know?
Oh, God.
Good. You know, fighting
after am I going to wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, God, what did I do?
No.
Okay. Or it all depends on what you do after you leave here.
Yeah, you said all the good stuff during the break when the mics were off.
Yeah.
You guys missed it, haha.
Yeah, if you leave here and go home and just like bake spaghetti and throw it all up on your ceiling, then you're going to go, oh my God, what did I do when you wake up in the morning? But I don't think it has anything to do with this.
It sounds like this is the first time in 3 weeks you've really gotten out.
I've actually talked to people, I've talked to mostly nurses and doctors and
we're kind of like that. See, Charming over here.
Charming is amazing.
Charming, as we learn, is like, you remember the peanuts? She's like, you remember Lucy used to sit up her own psychiatric little... lemonade stand.
Yes, that's her.
Yeah. 5 cents for some advice.
5 cents for some advice.
Yeah. You feel like telling her stuff. You're just like, okay.
And then she looks at us and she goes, shut up, Charlie Brown. You're stupid.
I know. Blockhead.
Stop being a little bitch.
Well, I don't think she would. Well, they should have said that, but it was a comic strip. She called him blockhead instead. You blockhead.
That's basically what she did. Yeah.
I know. We know
like,
that.
That's right. Bitch.
We knew what was going on there. With Sally and Linus.
You know what? That says something. Like, who's your Snoopy favorite was all character about Lucy, in Charlie man. Brown? That says something about yourself.
I would definitely be Pigpen.
So. Really?
You should see me when I come home.
Where's your blankie?
When I'm at work, I have a cloud of dust.
That's Linus
me.
With the blanket.
Oh, yeah, that's
Pigpen's
right.
The dirty kid.
I do.
I knew that, but I thought that
Pigpen carried a blanket?
No. You're right. It was Linus.
Mercy.
I do woodworking, and when I come.
Sally's little brother?
I do woodworking when I come
Don't
home.
Don't worry. The seat like comes with a built-in
I'll take off like my shirt or something
Gatorade
after
bottle.
I like when I go to get in the shower and just a cloud of dust flies off of it.
Yeah, look all in the mirror
I go, yeah, Pigpen.
That's his name. Sawdust.
Sawdust. What character? I don't know. I don't know. Snoopy.
No, she's
Snoopy?
Lucy, man.
Snoopy.
She's
okay,
Lucy.
He says I'm Lucy.
They
so.
Can't be Peppermint Patty.
No.
No.
No, she's definitely not Peppermint
Patty.
Patty.
She's Lucy.
Because Peppermint she's Patty, full of I think she had a thing for Mercy.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
With the flip-flops
Peppermint
and all
Patty
that.
Was,
right, right.
Yeah. Peppermint
dogs.
Patty was Les?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You had no
yeah.
idea?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Hey,
you
Chuck.
Kidding me?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Her and Marcy.
I don't know.
You ever seen Family Guy with his episodes where they show
strange the strange androgynous yeah.
Family Guy makes fun of that.
Yeah. It's all yeah.
They make fun of the peanuts that they
when
grew up with.
Well, as we
I
know
even
from
thought I was little, I was like, she likes it.
Yeah. As we yeah. know from previous stories on the podcast, my gaydar is way off.
Really?
Yeah, Peppermint Patty was
I have no idea
Patrick.
Who's gay and who's not. I almost got attacked one time in a gay club.
Attacked?
Long story.
Why, what did you do?
He was wearing lumberjack red, turned some dudes on.
Yeah, and I was up there dancing after I got done handing out dildos
bear?
And a dance
yeah.
story.
He was a lumber
bear.
Sexual.
Yeah, and then somebody came up, was like rubbing on my lower back.
The Grizzly Adams
oh,
up
God.
There.
I had no idea what the fuck was going on. I was like, what?
Wait, that's your version of an attack?
You can well,
I know, right? Wait, when girls are attacked, we're like, yeah, they're like, so like, he pushed me up against a car and slammed my head into the
I
door.
Had,
and then, like,
I had a guy come up to me once and, like,
I hate that shit.
He showed me his belly button and he had a no fear tattoo on it and he rubbed his belly button. And he goes, can I buy you a drink?
Wow.
And I was like, no. And that's an attack.
Chop
I'd take
down
that
my tree.
As an attack.
That's,
Mr. Wood?
That's threatening to me. Yeah, that's,
wow.
yeah. that's my.
That's, I'm serious.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
I know.
You would
yeah.
not be able to.
Yes, I was
be
talking
a woman.
About, I was talking no. about. I was talking about this.
I'm
with
sorry.
The,
not with that
no.
beard.
Oh, well, get this. I was talking about this with the girlfriend while we were up in Hamburg.
Yeah,
we had to make a Walmart run.
I did.
So we just took a walk. We strolled yeah. out through the parking lot, went down, and we saw that new construction site down on the other yeah. end, and turned
Crazy.
Around, came back. Right. So we're strolling down, and we go down to this construction site, right? And we're walking back, and.
Getting cat
I don't know. She, yeah, no, not cat called.
He was.
She hey, was well. Telling. Yeah. She was telling me stories about. Nice somehow we got on the stories about being uncomfortable in public, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like trying to think of a time when I've been uncomfortable, like in public. And she said that she was like, you know, she grew up in an area where you had to be home before the sun went down, or you know, it was danger afoot,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was like, if I'm being a guy. Being a guy, we don't have to think about any of that. We
right.
don't have to think about roofies in our drinks. We don't have to think. We can walk down dark alleys in the middle of the night.
Yep.
We don't have to worry about anybody bothering us.
Yep.
It's really weird. Like, I can't imagine being
I
a girl.
I heavily resent the fact that I don't feel safe walking down the street.
I can't.
I've literally had incidences happen that were just.
Yeah, I can't imagine being a girl where you have to actually think twice about. Leaving your drink, sit on a bar and go to the bathroom and come back and get it.
That's another.
Or if you have to, like. You know, you take a shortcut to go to your car after a bar and, like, you're worried about walking down some dark street. Like, I just stroll yeah. on down, like, and feel completely safe and free.
Right.
As nobody would ever fuck with me.
It's a crazy...
For more than one reason.
...fucked up world.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's the beauty of being ugly, right? Same here. I got nothing
right.
to worry about, you know? Hey.
That's a mental health issue.
It is, man.
You know, and I think that we need to open
the
conversation up about mental health and
yeah.
about these issues and, you yeah. know, like, something has got to change.
Right.
About that, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Are you down with the... I mean, I think they've gone a bit too far with it, but you consider yourself a feminist, Charming? There's several degrees of it.
I wouldn't... I don't know. I mean, I know what it... feels like to be a woman, obviously, like in our society. And I don't think that there's anything like special about this period of time as far as like, you know, the discrimination towards a woman. I think this has been going on for quite some, you know.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Throughout the ages. No doubt.
And but I do, you know, I do feel like women are capable. I think we're, you know, we're underrated. And I think that we're definitely like, you know, but we are not as empowered by people as we should be.
Underprotected.
But would you say, though, in this day and age, though, that as a woman, you do have a lot more opportunities than they did, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago?
That doesn't make it okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. No, I didn't say it did. I'm just saying. I mean, part of the whole hashtag Me Too pink vagina hat movement is all about more than just that. They act like women aren't business owners.
No. Me Too experience is about feeling
what?
Okay enough to share an experience that you had. Okay. At one, like, I even made my own Me Too post. I was walking to work one morning when I lived in Columbia, Maryland, on the trail. There's a bunch of trails through Columbia, Maryland.
Right.
Like, 5-minute walk to work.
Right.
Somebody tried to drag me into the woods. Like, they came up behind me and tried to drag me into the woods.
Yeah, right. Who are
and
these guys?
I would never think to do that.
You know what I mean?
This person had apparently been like attacking women, and I had to help the police make a sketch of this person because I was the only person that
saw
him.
Maryland.
Okay, because in Baltimore, Maryland, where I lived, in Baltimore, Maryland, around that time, was living in Charles Village, and I was walking my dog. At the time, was a Chow German Shepherd in the dog park because I'm all about dogs. Anyway, we're walking, and there's a girl that goes. You could see her leaning into a car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They snatched her up, didn't they?
And a guy jumped out of the back seat and tried to force her in the car. And I decided to let my dog loose. And she had just taken, like, we talked afterwards while we were waiting for the police. But she had taken a self-defense class like 2 weeks before.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Nice. And she had actually gotten away from them. And we just stood there together and cried.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Like, it was.
I'm down with.
It was horrifying.
No, I'm
like,
down
you felt
with
like you were watching this
the
movie.
The self-defense thing.
Right?
1,000%, man.
It's
and
yeah.
But from a guy's, from a normal guy like me and Jay's point of view, we can't even imagine.
I can't.
Doing that.
Like what kind of mentality do you
exactly
have to have?
It's a mental health issue.
It's
normal,
a mental health
like
issue.
In that,
it's
you
not,
know,
these are not normal guys.
Me helping
no,
the police with this sketch,
man.
Like they
no
were concerned and they were like, "Hey, we can't give you a lot of information, but like this person has been, you know, these attacks are getting more frequent, and like that's if you pay attention to anything about, you know, rapists and things like those things just escalate and it just gets worse and worse and worse
right,
and
right,
like." It's just, I mean, you know, why aren't we addressing these kinds of issues?
That's what I'm saying. Back to my point is as a.
But I think that's why.
What's up?
No,
go
just
ahead.
Say that's why women have to support each other. You know, it's kind of why we have to like make sure that we do call whenever you hear something going on. I don't know if I hadn't stopped.
I'll tell you
for
what's
her,
going on right now.
Yeah,
I gotta go pee.
Oh, you're trying to go in the fish tank?
Well, I was the bitch because I left, and now you're gonna leave.
It's a contagious.
Okay.
You yawn, he yawns. You take a piss, takes a piss. And you had
like
you just drank a damn pond, so I mean, it's coming. That's why the door is open.
That's right.
Hang on. Take the mic with her. Hang on.
The yard.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised. Usually, you know, a guy's bathroom, you're thinking, because I thought Purell, and I'm like, oh, I don't want fucking Purell. But he has, like, hand soap and shit. Like, he has a shit.
Yeah. That's he's fine. Domesticated now.
Well, he has a girlfriend now, too.
Oh.
About a month ago.
Maybe not.
You know, still had Mr. T staring at you while I take a whiff.
He nails him.
That's hilarious.
He has a Mr. T soap dish on the top of the tank.
The girlfriend whips him into
shape.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Pity the fool.
She's really cool, too. Her name is Camille.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And we gave her a roller derby name, and she laughed about it, too.
What was it?
Camille Toe.
Aww.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, she did too, but she didn't. Then she gave me a dirty look. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can you imagine skating around with that name on your shirt?
It's terrible.
Number 99, Camille Toe.
Camille, yeah.
With the elbow.
That's just going to happen in roller derby. I'm sorry. I had somebody come up to me once, and they're like, you have Camille Toe. And it's like, yeah, well, she does, and she does, and I'm just sorry.
Really?
I don't really care.
I'm being extremely active right now.
Someone
of course,
I really don't care.
Derby?
Yeah.
I've been here roller derby now like 4 or 5 times. I haven't seen. This is the kind of thing a you know heterosexual guy picks up on. I haven't had the problem with camel toe inside the Turner Skate Palace.
But
nothing
I was like,
guys
you know,
about.
I don't care. Like, honestly, I'm a naturist. Like, oh, I would skate around naked if I could. Like, I really don't care what you
think. Just elbow pads and skates. And
I just think that's a ridiculous thing to say to somebody that's been, like, racing around a track. Like, your clothes aren't going to stay where you want them to. Like, would you go up to a swimmer and be like, hey, you got camel? Like, no, you wouldn't do that.
Hey, you look too sexy.
Right.
You can't. Stop that.
If you could just wind it down like three.
I should have been like, why are you getting a lady boner?
Yeah.
Lady boner. Oh, you call it?
Wow, look at this. I go to the bathroom.
You like that?
Yeah. I come back talking about lady boners.
Chris,
is that what it is?
Chris can attest.
That's what I should have said, but I didn't. I was like, yeah, I don't care.
I can attest to what a lady boner is.
This is a new podcast called The Sewing Circle over here.
Yes.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
I'm down for producing some more podcasts. I'll do a couple more.
Spinoffs.
But Valerie, this is good, right? You like this?
I don't like this. I just said lady boner.
No, time out.
It's so fun. It's
that's
freeing.
An awesome word. I don't know.
Lady boners are fine.
That's the name of this episode, lady boner.
Oh, no.
Shallow Val and the lady boner.
No.
Lady and the boner.
I do have penis candles.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Penis candles, the new episode.
Right.
Blow them out.
There's a lot of options here.
Well, right, the toys that I brought for you.
Or
for an antique store.
You said toys.
They were for a legit 200. Antique store.
Okay. I'm legit.
You're legit?
I
have like a little metal car. It was like one of the first.
Yeah,
are we gonna do that?
Yeah, he wants to do the antique roadshow here, man.
Oh, you're talking remotes. Like, I usually don't do like that.
When does it ever go as planned?
Never does.
Right? No.
Never does. Wait a minute. This will take a minute at the most.
I like things like...
I just don't think this is the kind of shop that you think she has.
I don't think so. We got to go there and get some pictures for the Facebook page. Come visit you at your lair.
Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a business page?
Creep us out.
Okay.
I might creep you out.
By doing what?
You guys are thinking that I'm like this antique store, but like...
No.
I'm getting it.
Charming gets it.
I get it.
Charming can lead the way on this
one.
You have like condoms made out of lambskin and shit.
On the lampshade.
Well, yeah.
Used to be a condom.
She's like, well, yeah, we tried that, but it didn't work.
Some Buffalo Bill shit.
Some condoms.
You know what one of my favorite shows used to be? It was called Oddities.
MTV Oddities?
On History Channel.
Oh, no.
History Channel. They were talking about the MTV Oddities.
I'm a history nerd. There was a pawn shop on History Channel. It was like back when Pawn Stars first came out, and they tried to compete, and it was called Oddities. And it was a pawn shop where they had all kinds of weird stuff.
Weird
like
shit.
They had like pickled punks and stuff.
Okay.
They would have like a slice of a human brain, or they would have like a bed of nails.
You got that, Val? What's going on in your shop, Val?
They would have like a bed of nails.
That's what you want?
Weirdest thing I've ever bought at auction was this set of like glass eyes from the 1870s.
That's
it was really cool.
Look at Charming.
Were they like super well made?
That's the kind of stuff I'm interested in. Kind of
you're giving Charming the lady boner over
that's
here,
true.
Man.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
You got the lady boner.
I'm like, I can't wait to go check out the shop.
Were they used glass eyes?
I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm looking at the business page right now.
It was from an old medical place, so
yeah, so they weren't used.
Cadaver
they weren't
shit.
Used.
Yeah,
right. No, they weren't used.
Okay, awesome.
But that would have been cool.
See, Val,
that would have been.
You're so this interesting. I mean, I'm interested.
God. They do need to make tarot cards against humanity.
But see, you need to come back on the show. Right? We got to go to her, right?
Yes.
We got to do a show there. Is there room for us in your shop?
Totally.
Okay, we can step at your tarot table or something.
All
right.
Can you do me a reading?
And there's a nice yoga place right next
door. It's not a parlor trick.
We like totally use her space. So
no, I mean, if you do me a reading and it's bad, just don't tell. Don't say anything and just nod.
Just tell the audience.
That's not how it works.
She's not going to be like,
I'm not a fortune teller.
Ooh, yeah, it's not about that.
I'm not a fortune teller.
Oh, my God.
If it's good.
Charming is schooled up on this shit. If you're expecting a psychic, then you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah,
I'm not a psychic.
It's divination. It's not
I believe in synchronicity.
So much for antiques versus pawn shops.
Yeah.
I almost want to think you win just because of the uniqueness of it. I mean, if someone comes into the pawn shop, with a case of eyeballs from 1832 or whatever.
I would buy those.
You would. Right? But what would the owner of your shop say? Would he be like,
we're owned by a corporation.
Would you jump on eBay and look up how much that's worth? And would you do the research?
That stuff's actually worth a lot of money.
Okay, so you would buy that?
Yeah, I would.
But would the store buy it?
I'd have it in. Yeah, but that's part of like. So we are owned by a corporation, but we have discretion of what we can and can't buy. And that's different for every one of the shops. Like the demographics kind of play into that. Sure. And like
when you're
sells
watching,
what doesn't.
Like when you're watching Pawn Stars on TV, like they have. It seems like they have no rules on what they buy and don't
buy. It's just a matter of what's selling and what's not.
Well, speaking of Pawn Stars, Val, how much of an expert are you in this stuff? I mean, you're going to auctions, right? You know what you're looking for?
When I go to an auction, I
picking through eyeballs, like ripe fruit. What are you
I
doing?
I usually preview the auction first, so I can go through and research everything, and then I go through. I go to the actual preview, and then I touch everything.
Like you go into an auction this week, right?
I like to touch things.
You're a touchy-feely person, right?
But you get to go into the auction and see the items before you're able to bid.
Oh, absolutely!
So you can research them before you.
They let you do that.
What's the furthest you've gone for an auction so far? Where you, how far have you traveled for your eyeballs?
Morgantown.
Oh. West Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I mean, like you said you have one this week coming up, an auction? When's your next one you're going to?
My next one would be...
Do you even know?
Probably on Tuesday.
This week?
No, next
Tuesday. The following Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I can't tell y'all that.
Is it just...
Why? Because you're competitors?
Because I would do. You guys will all go there and see then the more people that are there, the less of a deal I'll get.
I did this.
I'm not there to wheel and deal. I'm there to watch you do your thing, though. That's the difference.
I do this with woodworking.
They roll with you. Okay, we put a GoPro on you or something, man.
Okay. My hidden gem. Do you guys really want to know?
Oh, I do.
My hidden gem.
Please do tell.
I have two of them.
One
is Albert Hobbs up in Blue Ridge Summit. He curates his own collection, and he is this grumpy, cranky old man that knows his shit.
Okay.
And he only takes in the best stuff, and you get some really amazing, rare things up there.
Is he your secret weapon?
Awesome. He's on Sundays.
I'm sure they're not listening. Don't worry. The competition is listening to Hub Show.
And then... And then on Tuesdays...
The Vintage Eyeball Podcast. Yeah, what the fuck, you know? Archaeology.
I doubt anybody takes notes when they listen to this.
I don't. We had notes. They're out the fucking window.
But I hate to tell my secrets, though. I get really like.
I wouldn't have told. But now I want to go.
It's about three things I got to play back in the show.
I'm going to see you there on Sunday morning. I'm like, that bitch.
I'm sorry.
But she beat you to it.
I got the case of lamb balls. Isn't the roller derby on Sunday morning?
The next one is, yeah.
But each auction is going to cost you two trips and gas money to go there, because you're going to go there and then
get the experience.
And then come back and research it and then go back up to possibly buy it.
Well, that's how it works, right?
No, you buy
on the fly.
If I want it, I'm getting it.
Ooh.
Look at that.
That's not the alcohol talking, people.
It kind of is.
Charming.
So the store is pretty much your collection.
You turn your mic off, bitch.
<It's> right? Damn it.
Seriously. Enjoyable things.
The store is pretty much
around.
Your collection.
It's your world, right?
It's your world. This is all your
this
stuff.
Is all you.
It's my stuff.
When we walk in there, it's a look, a peer into the inside of your brain.
It is, really.
Oh, God, when you put it
It
out,
is,
I
man.
I didn't realize how raw it was.
It's shallow Val.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Shallow Val's.
But I'm not shallow, though. I hope I'm
I know
not.
It's the pun. It's a play on words. You're not like shallow.
Yeah. I think you just want you're people deeper than to you have need. A place.
Yeah. I want them to have a place to go where they feel safe.
Yeah,
and they know that like I don't judge them. You know,
I get
like
all
you
that.
Can come in.
You don't judge nobody on the Up Show.
You can touch this, and
fucking
you can,
asshole.
And you can buy your vintage porn and be like happy with it.
Yeah,
you know.
Nice. Yeah,
that's all.
Awesome.
Nice.
It's rock good. On. I mean, I'm impressed. Yeah. This is awesome. And you do roller derby. I mean, it's fucking incredible.
Do you have Debbie Does Dallas? That's my favorite.
Dude, you don't need to buy that. It's on Pornhub.
That was my first one.
You can get it on Pornhub.
My first
Pornhub
one was Debbie
is,
Does
is,
Dallas.
Yeah. Is amazing.
They're all out there, dude. You don't need to buy anything anymore.
I think the first one.
What would you play it on?
Porn.
A VCR? A Betamax? What do you got in this place, dude?
We sell VCRs at the pawn shop.
I know you do. I still have mine. Yeah. It's cool. Charming. You seem really intrigued, huh?
Oh, yeah. You're fascinating.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is the best guest we've had so far, huh?
They're all special in their own way.
This is about your third or fourth. Do you include the Comic-Con, then? It's about third or fourth.
It feels like
fifth, maybe.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I feel like I've been doing it for 5 years.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing, Charmer.
How long have you been doing it?
Dude, literally. She's just like maybe a month. She's been with us.
You're like a natural.
But see, everyone says that. The people who sat with us at the Comic-Con, EJ Fuller, they don't know you. Captain Mango, they don't know you. They all said the same thing. They said, man,
I love
she,
Captain Mango.
You just really, you just, you're a natural. You sit in this chair, you chime in, you don't hold back. and you go with the flow.
It's just talking. You know, it's just a conversation.
Nah. Just talking, like you said, just bullshit.
I went to
right?
a lot of different schools, man. You learn
me
to
too.
Adapt, and you
I
just
know.
What did you go to school
learn
for?
To
what
talk.
Did you go to school for?
No, I mean like
growing up. Me too.
Like,
I'm a military brat. Went, she was all over the place,
yeah.
and so it's like
really,
yeah.
You learn
I went
to
five
different,
elementary
places.
Schools, mm-hmm. three high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just learn to just
to
be
just
comfortable talking to anybody
and be yourself
and
at
be
the same
yourself.
Time. If they don't like you, fuck them. You know what I mean? It's a lonely world, isn't it?
It
can be, huh? Right, right. Owning your own business
yeah.
is the only thing,
yeah.
isn't
it?
It right.
is. You don't know until you're scrubbing a toilet at like 2 in the morning and you're like, what the fuck? I'm here by myself scrubbing a toilet.
Well, I don't
doing
do
the
that.
Hey,
morning.
But at least you're not doing it for some asshole.
I guess that's the
right?
benefits of having an online
Unless
business.
You
have to,
do you have,
to
do you have any employees to cover the store while
the
you're
room.
Going to
that's
the
right.
auction?
Keep it stocked.
On Tuesdays?
No, that's why I'm closed on Tuesdays.
Wait, what's special about Tuesdays?
Wise Auctions.
Ah.
Wise
Boonesboro.
Auctions. Is that the grocery store?
No, Wise. It's an auction house. They,
gotcha.
They're at the Legion.
By Devil's Backbone, right?
Oh, my God. I love that park.
No, that's Mullendores.
Mullendores is there, right there.
Yeah.
But,
Talking
yeah.
shop.
I used to go to yes. Cochran's all the time.
Oh, my God. Cochran's, they do this thing. Wait. They do this thing where, like, if you don't take your shit, and nobody does, like, they don't take the things they like
yeah.
that they don't want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can just go through it at Cochran's.
Just rummage.
And they will let you. I will jump in a dumpster in a heartbeat for a good piece.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what the fuck it is. I will go in a dumpster.
Yeah.
That was
and
a drop
I will
dig right
the
there.
Fuck around. Right. And Cochran's lets you do that before they clean up everything.
Cochran's will just throw, like, a cardboard box on the table. We don't know what's in here. Starting bid $1.
Yeah.
And it'd be
yeah.
like, you could buy, like, the cardboard box.
And if
box.
Nobody buys it?
You
they
can buy,
just leave it
buy
there
the box
just go
for like $2 or $3
wow.
if you don't buy the box.
So, Chris, you've been through this.
Yeah, when I was a kid, this was a little business venture of mine.
Uh-huh.
When I was like, you know.
Opening
10,
a Naughty Bobbin?
No, oh. when I was like 10, 12 years old, like, you know, my parents trying to teach me about business and getting into
sure.
money and
yeah.
how to handle it.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, they gave me like, $20 to start. And they would take me over to Cochran's Auction on Tuesdays, and I would buy cardboard boxes, and I would have yard sales on the weekends. And
that's
I would take
awesome.
I would take my profit from the yard sales and go buy more cardboard
and you learn.
Boxes full
and you
of
learn.
Junk.
That's you made
cool.
mistakes, but
yeah.
you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never did that. I learned as an adult. Look at you.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's probably the reason I moved out when I was 15.
Right. Bye, Mom. You taught me well.
Yep.
Yeah. You taught me well. I'll see you later.
Yay, capitalism.
Yay, capitalism.
Yay.
Woo.
Yeah.
Shit, I need gas.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, yeah. hey, let's wrap this baby up. Uh-oh.
But
she's doing a tarot
so
reading on her phone.
Guys.
No. I'm just checking on my kid.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's been amazing.
He's hanging in there, right? He's begging for you
old.
To come home, isn't it, Mom?
No.
Listen.
He's like, Mom,
said,
you're not going to believe
listen,
I just
they're
said
square
this
dancing.
Hey,
they're square dancing in
let,
the kitchen.
Let Mom and Dad know that I'm running late.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I already took the dogs out.
Oh, that's a good kid.
I know.
Meaning the dogs, right?
Checked on Pappy. They're already in bed. Everyone's asleep. I feel bad.
He has the house to himself.
No,
little, you feel
no,
bad
little
for
risky
doing
business
something
action.
For yourself. You
he's running around in his underwear and sunglasses.
I really needed to do this. I really did. But
you did. Everyone needs to do this.
Yeah, I'm happy to have met you.
Please.
You're awesome.
Now, we're going to sign off here, but do tell the world how it was being on the Hub Show.
Oh, my God. You guys made me feel so at ease.
That's right.
And a little drunk.
Yeah.
That's how
mean.
We get them.
Hub rub, baby.
Right.
But I wouldn't have talked
we get
otherwise.
Them drunk first, then we bring them on
no,
the show.
No. It wasn't like that at all. It was like you could see that I was uncomfortable. And
right.
yeah, I don't do well in the spotlight. I do much better with, you know, I was the kid that would work the, you know, set and I would paint the set.
You're in the back.
I'm the background.
Too. That
I'm
was
the
fun.
Background.
Yeah.
And I'm much more comfortable.
You're the one
that.
Who sells the beer, the Mason Dixon.
Yeah. I'm much more comfortable selling the beer than I am on the track.
Than,
right,
even though she's drinking it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
If no one's going to buy this, then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do with all this
cool, man. I appreciate it. Whoever you think else should come on the show with us, you can think of some people to send their way by all means. But June 17th, you or somebody, two or three of you from the Mason-Dixon Rollerbricks, has got to come on to the Hub Show TV show.
TV show. Okay,
and,
okay,
and
okay.
We start
okay.
taping
and,
next week.
And full get
for
up.
For Antietam Broadband.
And okay,
full
okay.
get up. We
and
want
full get
a,
up.
We want you in the Mason-Dixon
all right, then I yeah,
outfits.
I want my girls then.
With the helmets?
Girls.
Yes. You
and
have
the
to
skates.
Be there.
I'm not on skates yet, but...
You don't have to. You can walk in with your skates. I'm just saying, you can't be in the civvies. You got to show up in your gear, in your uniform.
I want my girls in their
representing
uniform.
Representing the
Mason-Dixon
Roller
Vixens. They're pretty fucking amazing, and
they
I
are.
Have some ideas, and they have some ideas.
We have ideas.
We're pretty excited.
And cool. This is the first time you guys are going to be covered by Antietam Broadband because they didn't even know you guys existed. till we brought it up.
That's so sad.
It's very sad.
I hate
sad.
When people say that. I say that all the time. I'm like, did you guys know that Hagerstown has their own roller derby team?
You think we're not talking it up
everywhere
we go? The
first thing I did when I moved back up here like 2 years ago was look up to see if there was a roller derby
Me
team.
Too.
I did that too, and I kind of stalked them a little bit. Like, don't tell McEvil. I totally like, oh stalked God, her. I think she's awesome. Like, I like worship McEvil. Like,
the Hub Show has had you guys back, so now they know. They had no idea. So you guys need to be on the show.
Okay. Okay, we'll totally do it.
It's all about Washington County and this area, so represent.
Okay,
and
we
let
will.
Them know.
We will.
We'll shove it down cool. their throats. Fucking roller derby. You know?
Right. Absolutely.
Throw some
Absolutely.
Fucking
but,
elbows.
But you know what? Saying elbows. That, you guys already packed the Turner Skate Palace.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been a problem getting people in it a lot.
Oh, no, no, no. We it's hold crazy. Our own. We hold our own. It's just, we're, you know, we're good on the track. We just, you know, that
the
PR thing,
part.
The marketing
yeah.
part
well,
is,
here
it,
we
you
are.
Know, we're skaters. We're athletes.
And what other roller derby has a podcast going on at the same time, you know?
Well.
In the penalty box.
Penalty box. I don't want to be in the penalty box.
You don't want to be, but you're
no,
going to be.
No, no, no.
So are
I've
we
been.
With the, so
been.
Are we
I've
with
been.
The boom mic. We know what goes on. The
you're only
box.
In there for a couple seconds.
Phil
anyways.
Flarm. Phil,
that's
30 tell you
fucking
what.
Seconds that my that's girls a, are out there without me.
It's a very Aww. Short penalty.
Oh, that's awful. That's
if
awful.
You ask me, it's a
you
short
You know you've
penalty.
Done something wrong.
At least hockey's like 2 minutes.
But still.
30 seconds.
But they get a power play. Anyway, it's different.
Some wars were fought in 30 seconds. Like, seriously.
Yeah, a lot can happen in 30 seconds.
That's true.
I would not think
That's
about
true.
That.
Right. MGMing.
I take longer than
a penalty.
That.
You want to cry.
Or a little could happen.
All right.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right.
We'll wrap this baby up.
All right. Woo.
Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmer Grisetta, and the lovely Fighty Aphrodite.
Sabal.
Shallow Val.
Sabal.
And Chris Slade, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Chris Slade. He's my man. He's my protector.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
My bodyguard.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
We ain't done yet. Outbreak Wrestling, Screw shout out to you. Again, the Mason Dixon Roller Vixen, shout out to you. The Naughty Bobbin, shout out to you. It's in Waynesboro. Give us the address again.
10 East, Wayne, East that, Main Street.
That, 10 East Main Street.
10 East Main Street.
In Waynesboro. Do you have a website?
I do. Naughtybobbin.com.
Bobbin is spelled just like it sounds.
B-O-B-B-I-N.
She also awesome. Has a business page.
All right. Hub All right. Show. Once again, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmer Grisette. And Fighty Aphrodite. We're out of here. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.